everybody, welcome to another episode of What a Hell of a Way to Die. It is Memorial Day weekend, so I hope that everybody, all of you out there, spent your Memorial Day weekend somber and quiet and not drinking to excess on a three-day weekend. And, you know, just basically not having fun. Because according to some of the angry veterans that I see on Facebook and Twitter, a lot of you have forgotten the true meaning of Memorial Day, in which on Monday we should all be sad. So you guys be sure to be sad tomorrow.
You have no right to enjoy good weather or have a barbecue, because you should instead reflect on the sacrifices of all those people who, if you actually knew them in real life, probably liked getting drunk on Memorial Day too. But fuck it, you're not allowed to anymore.
And according to the NRO, National Review Online, you should also watch the terrible movie Gods and Generals.
Just to make libs mad. Because yeah, that's what they died for you to be able to make libs mad.
Adrian, how are you going to be celebrating out in the Ukraine?
Well, my parents are at long last coming into town. So I'm going to be shepherding them around and basically making sure that they have a good time out here. Of course, Memorial Day in Ukraine is every day, because Ukraine has been invaded by another country, and its economy is still doing a very slow burning spin into the sun that is Russia. Not to be too much of a downer. I do intend to watch War Machine with Brad Pitt, because I've been told by many people that it is the best satire of Afghanistan, and maybe even the only satirical movie about Afghanistan to get pushed out in the last few years. So, as you guys all know, for veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan, if you've been over there, if you've had friends over there, like, you know, you don't, of course, you don't ever forget, really. You know, it's like every day you think about somebody who, whether you want to or not, you think about, you know, the days gone by and what it was like rolling around in a shitty Humvee or up armored Humvee or MATV, and you can't get away from it. So I guess this is the day when everybody else is supposed to do that too, or something. I don't know.
I like the idea of your parents coming to Ukraine and you picking them up. And in my mind, I have this mental image of, like, they arrive at the airport in Kiev and it's like you roll up in a 1990s minivan with, like, you know, a busted out window, and there's like a bonfire in the background somewhere, and you're just like, get in, I'm taking you.
Yeah, I have. My mental image is you driving around the small town is like, so that's the crater that I used to live in. It was a house once upon a time. Now it's a crater. So this other crater that we're going to, that's the crater that my wife grew up in. And then, you know, after that, we're going to get to the crater that we currently live in.
Right, it's like, right. if you want to prepare yourself for what you're going to experience, mom and dad, here's a copy of Zlata's diary. Just read this. Everything will come into picture from there.
At least you'll finally have parents that understand you, since they're going to be coming home with screaming PTSD as well.
Right. I can't even get my parents to come to New York to visit me, like, much less Ukraine.
the life skill that they will be picking up, as many people do here, will be rather than telling people to drive, to pound wildly on the roof of the car, so you don't have to, like, actually say anything. The driver now knows, like, once the pounding begins, like, okay, I've got to drive very quickly and very recklessly in whatever direction, doesn't even matter. But roof of the car, guaranteed.
And that's when Dad learned that you don't do a serpentine when you hear a sniper fire, that you just run a straight line.
Ah, yes.
So, happy Memorial Day in advance. I'm allowed to say that because I can say happy Memorial Day because, goddamn it, I earned it. And I hope it's a good one, Adrian. But unfortunately, we don't get to talk about Ukraine. We have to talk about an orb.
Yes, the ball, the great ball, the ball that we all love, the orb, the glowing orb that President Trump and King Solomon and Sisi? Was it?
I think it was Sisi.
Yeah.
I can't remember. It was definitely a secular Arab despot from some country.
Yeah. So if for somehow you didn't see it, Donald Trump did his first whirlwind tour of the Mideast and Europe, and bounced around, starting in Saudi Arabia, where he helped turn on, I guess it's like a giant computer room full of Saudis who are going to stop terrorism on Facebook, which seems like the only way that I can kind of see that working is if when you touch the globe, it just sucks all the money away from the royalty inside of Saudi Arabia and collapses the entire country on itself. That's really the only way you're stopping terrorism in Saudi Arabia.
So I want to talk about this whole Seth Rich thing and how it has spiraled into another Pizzagate and how it has found its way into a group of people online who have decided that they're going to boycott USAA, the United Service Members Automotive Association, which is basically a bank that doesn't really have branches, but it's like the bank of choice for the military. And essentially, like, in terms of how they treat you as a customer, pretty goddamn good compared to most banks in America. And so what you basically have is the bank that is the bank of choice for most service members in America is now being threatened with a boycott by anime Nazis online. Because they're not being sufficiently American enough because they're not supporting Sean Hannity. And I feel like I don't even know what the right point of entry on this is. So I just sort of let Francis is good at summarizing. I'm kind of like, let him do that.
Yeah. Let's, you know, first off, if you don't know about what the murder, so you can, I'll link the Wikipedia because apparently there's already a Wikipedia together for the murder of Seth Rich. Seth Rich was a DNC employee who was shot in Bloomingdale, Washington, DC. This was back in 2016. So this is a while ago, July 10, 2016. And from the Wikipedia, it says, the murder spawned several right-wing conspiracy theories about the crime, including the groundless claim that Rich had been involved in the leaked DNC emails in 2016 and purporting a connection between the incident and the fictional Pizzagate conspiracy theory. So we already, I mean, it's basically, this is another one of those, some poor guy gets murdered in D.C., which, guess what? D.C. is a rough town. That happens. Rather than it being, you know, a tragedy that happened, rather than it just being a crime, for some reason it had to turn into some weird conspiracy theory. Now, if you don't know what Pizzagate is, Pizzagate was the conspiracy that was started by Mike Cernovich,
the only guy on earth who managed to be an army officer and never go to OBC because apparently he just sucked that bad.
Wait,
so Mike Cernovich
How is that possible?
Mike Cernovich is an army veteran, a veteran of the Army Reserves who never went to OBC because he claims he couldn't get orders, but really it sounds like 9/11 happened and the diaper got full and he decided like, oh, I'm not doing this. So,
yeah,
he has a
blog post about it, about how he couldn't get it and the classes filled up and for summary, and then how it was the Army's fault that they didn't add more classes.
No.
But I mean, I don't know anything about OBC. I don't know how easy or hard it is to get into that. But if you miss a class, you just take the next class. And
yeah,
you
just
sign up
wait
for
an
early
HR slot. Like it would be basically. I get the impression that most trash bag right wingers who have managed to avoid actually being in the military for real usually come up with some excuse or some lame thing they say. I mean, you think like Dick Cheney literally said, "I had other priorities." Ted Nugent shit himself. Donald Trump had bone spurs, etc. There's always some story, and I think in this case, like Mike Cernovich has now turned it into like the army wasn't good enough for me. I needed to form my cult where you don't jack off. Like it's more important for me to do whatever the fuck. And so he's now sells like brain supplements that he says make you think on, you know, higher dimensions and so on.
Yeah,
but
he's part of that nootropics snake oil where it's like, here, take a bunch of vitamin, you know, B12 or whatever, and you'll think faster, just like me. But Cernovich, you know, if Cernovich is the one who started the Pizzagate conspiracy theory, which is based on the Podesta emails that were leaked back in 2016, in which people would go to a very popular pizza place and enjoy pizza. I mean, it was a place where kids liked to go because it was like a pizza and arcade spot. And somehow it turned into a gigantic pedophile ring. Like he came up with this weird, like the only thing that I could relate it to is the insanity of like Soviet number stations where like cheese pizza means child pornography or something, which is like a throwback from the 4chan days as well. But anyway, so Seth Rich is being tied to this, and most people, most smart, normal human beings, saw the Pizzagate thing and were like, this is insane. This isn't real, whatever. And it just turned into crazy people who yelled and screamed about it. And one guy actually went into the place and shot a gun off into the ceiling.
Well, there was also a video out there of a guy going into a Christmas mass and screaming about how Pizzagate is real.
Yeah.
I mean, once again, these sorts of things, the same kind of person who thinks that if you don't jack off and you take weird vitamins that your brain's going to grow are the same kind of people that would be like, I definitely believe that this Pizzagate thing happened and that I really need to go in and liberate children from a nightmare dungeon in Washington, D.C. in a pizza parlor.
My favorite recent thing from Cernovich was when he somehow got into the White House press corps briefing, and like after the briefing was like videotaping himself yelling about left wing, who's going to ask questions about the rise of left wing violence. And like he posted it as this like, oh, some brave journalist is finally speaking the truth. But he's like obviously holding the phone, pointing it at himself and yelling at everybody. Yes. And they're all ignoring him, like rightfully.
I think something that gets to the heart of this is that because we have such a great divide between the military, the active duty military, the reserve component military, and the general civilian populace, and because we've simultaneously siloed off that population as well as venerated them at literally everything, you know, be it baseball or hockey games or, you know, TV advertisements for beer. It doesn't matter. Like we quite honestly lavish attention and praise on the military all the time. And so it creates this situation in which people are just really bad at discerning like who is real and who's not when it comes to like military veterans trying to use their veteran credentials to burnish their credibility. You know what I mean? And so like Mike Cernovich is a fucking lunatic who literally never even went to OBC. Like he didn't go to officer basic training. He basically, that means he somehow was commissioned officer in the reserves without having actually done any of the training he had to do to be an officer, and then was in for a period of time and then got out as a second lieutenant. Like, wasn't in a unit, didn't lead, didn't do anything, certainly wasn't on active duty, but now he's like tough Mike Cernovich, the veteran who's going to tell you what shit really means. Like, he's the same guy who I interacted with him on Twitter one time, and he was telling me that, like, well, my guys in Ranger Regiment with CIBs are telling me that Pizzagate is real. And it's like, I didn't realize you had to have, like, as long as you had enough fucking skill badges in the Army, that then you can tell conspiracy theories because, like, you go to fucking, you know, space shuttle gunner school, they teach you how to read minds. Like, what the hell is this guy talking about? But people yeah, actually know, believe it.
You know what Rangers are really good at? Doing a lot of push-ups and shooting things. Now, it's when like, it comes
Rangers
to
are really Rangers are really good at spending 2/3 of their paychecks on strippers and getting like double digit interest on loans for cars. That's what they're amazing. And fast roping and kicking indoors. I'll give them that. But right. The strippers, like,
if I need a building taken, I will call some Rangers. But when I need to look into possible conspiracy theories, random people in the 75th Ranger Regiment.
There were guys in 2nd Ranger Battalion who literally robbed a bank in Washington State. I'm dead serious. They brought home AKs from a deployment to Iraq and flashbangs. They set up a glass house in their barracks room, and they fucking trained on it and robbed a bank in Tacoma. And this is hilarious. Everything was flash perfect, like precision perfect, except they forgot that they were driving the car in the bank robbery. They just parked it at the barracks. They just like went in with the money. And dead serious. So like everyone's like, oh my God, who were these masked men who robbed the bank? It was military precision. They were so amazing, but they literally used a red Honda Civic with the same plates and parked it in the barracks, and they got caught. And one of them fled to Canada, and he's like, I know conspiracies. I'm an international assassin. I did this to raise money to tell people about the war crimes we committed. But really it was just a bunch of dumbasses who robbed a bank.
Well, so that's let's talk really quickly then about OBC, because this isn't about Cernovich or anybody else, but I think, you know, when you throw around OBC, most people probably don't understand what OBC or officer basic training, the officer basic course is. It may have a different name now, but this is the, no exaggeration, gentleman's course that you go through before you go to your unit. It doesn't, you're an officer, you're not a subject matter expert. So this isn't teaching you, if you're a medical officer, this isn't teaching you like to be a brain surgeon, you know, or like somebody who sets bones. If you're a commo officer, this does not teach you how to personally repair, you know, every piece of commo kit in the military. If you're an infantry officer, all it does, as you remember, Nate, is it teaches you a little bit of small unit tactics, like, you know, squad level ambush, infantry ambush, and you ruck and you work out a lot and prepare for Ranger school.
And you sit around on ranges with nothing happening and waiting to go to Ranger school. Yeah.
It's the 10 joke days. Go ahead.
The joke about Officer Basic is that it's a 6-week course crammed into 14 weeks because literally so much of it is just wasted time.
Yes. maybe Armor Basic School is like, that to me seems like it could plausibly be like a useful thing, because any time in a tank is useful time. Keep in mind that infantry officers, like if you're going to a mechanized infantry unit, you have to go to the mechanized infantry leaders course. That's not in Officer Basic training. That's a different course because they don't teach you about that stuff in that course. So
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. My Officer Basic School, I think we spent 2 weekends in the field the entire time. Most of it, like we go out in the field on Monday, come back on Friday, but so much of it was spent sitting around waiting for training to happen that most of my photos from the Officer Basic course are either photos of people playing baseball with pine cones and sticks or people sleeping and like us doing funny things to people when we catch them sleeping, because they're just sleeping all day long. Like yes. It was such a waste of time.
I'm proud that the and our platoon, my Officer Basic platoon, had a good reputation because the leaders of our platoon established very quickly and decisively that sleeping was a good thing, and that it was good to sleep. So we actually, in that wasted space when other people were fucking off and playing fuck games, we were sleeping most of the time, and that's how we became known. We're the sleeping platoon.
Bringing it all back together then, understand, listeners, with that in mind, that was the course that Mike Cernovich was like, it was too hard for me to get a slot. I couldn't go. And that's why he left the Army as a second lieutenant, because he literally never went to OBC. So knowing that he's sort of a veteran charlatan, that brings then to the argument that he's decided that because USAA pulled its ads from the Hannity show, because Sean Hannity is on this Pizzagate, Seth Rich conspiracy nightmare thing, that means USAA is disrespecting the troops, because as a speaker for the troops and a vendor of no jack fucking brain vitamins, Mike Cernovich knows that the truth is Seth Rich was killed because of Pizzagate. And if you don't believe that, then you're not respecting the troops.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of advertisers, because Hannity at one point did say, hey, I'm gonna step back from this. And then started getting backlash on Twitter, and then immediately doubled down again. And was like, but I'm going to search for the truth. I'm going to still search for the truth. You know, just because I'm backing away right now doesn't mean that I'm, you know, giving up on finding this. So, a lot of advertisers have been pulling, and yeah, USAA pulled. And I see a lot of people, and Cernovich, among many others, posted up all kinds of things about, you know, here's the phone number to call to cancel your USAA stuff. And all I could think is, like, good fucking luck finding any kind of online banking system that is as good as USAA. I use USAA. I have checking. I have savings. I have done insurance through them. I have done car loans through them. All of this stuff my IRAs are getting moved over to USAA, because all you have to do is you call them up and you say, hey, I want to open an IRA. I need to get a loan for a car. And they're like, okay, here's what we can give you. We'll give you, you know, $19,000 at this rate. If you find something better, just call us back and we'll cancel it out. But if you don't, then get this paper signed and, you know, fax it to us. It literally takes 10 minutes. You don't have to fuck around with any other bank.
They don't, if you use ATMs that aren't USAA, and there aren't very many USAA ones, if you use any other bank's ATM, they'll refund up to $25 a month in ATM fees, because like they realize that soldiers can't always, you know, pick. And so like they just, you get refunded. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like
the biggest downside,
so easy to deal with. Go ahead. Sorry.
The biggest downside to it is that there's no brick and mortar places. So if you get cash in hand, it's difficult to find. There's some banks that are kind of like with you at that kind of sideline with USAA. So if you have cash that you need to put into the bank, you can do it that way. But, you know, for me, I'm mostly cashless, and a lot of people are. I don't ever need to step foot into a bank, which is why I moved over to USAA. I do checks by taking pictures of it and sending it to them. It's a fantastic bank, and it's hard to get into. You have to either yourself serve or somebody in your family serve.
And what blows my mind about it is the idea that, like, I feel bad, but also I'm just going to laugh at these people, because, like, if the fact that USAA doesn't want to sponsor Sean Hannity, who's a moron, who's basically getting very close to incurring legal consequences for the dumb shit he's doing, if they don't want to sponsor him, these people are going to cancel their membership at a bank, and then they're going to be like, okay, fuck you, USAA, I'm going to take my business to Bank of America. It's like, good luck, enjoy that. Enjoy when they fucking charge you maintenance fees literally every month just for having money in their bank. Like, enjoy when they you literally, like, you have to pay extra and have a higher tier to have the privilege of being able to go into a brick and mortar bank and do stuff, like, because you can only at the default level have online services. Like, enjoy their terrible customer service, all the shit that these banks do, the random ass fees on everything. Like, enjoy that. Like, you wanted to support Mike Cernovich. You wanted to do all this fucking bullshit because it's more important that you follow idiot conspiracy theories to their logically pathetic conclusion than doing something that's actually, like, using a service that's meant for you that's good. So it's like, have at it. But it's just so kind of hilarious in a way, because it's like little children who will do things basically to hurt themselves or, like, harm something they care about just because they're mad. It's like, mad at you, I'm gonna break my favorite toy because I'm mad. And it's like you just said, yeah, it's America.
I'm going to take my ball and go home, and then I'm going to put a knife into the ball so that nobody can play with it.
Nobody can play with my toy because it's dead.
And there's also there's plenty of the people saying, like, you know, that they're canceling their USAA because USAA doesn't support the First Amendment. And, like, the huge disconnect, especially from veterans. Well, I fought for that amendment. Did you seriously go to war to stand in front of a constitution that you don't even fucking understand? Like, yeah, Hannity can't go to jail for saying dumb shit online. That's or on his TV show. That is the extent of the First Amendment. You know, let's be clear here. USAA is a private entity. Sean Hannity is a private entity. If those two want to cancel their contracts because of one reason or another, which is why you have every right if you want to cancel your shit with USAA because they canceled their shit with Sean Hannity. But ain't nobody – there's no amendments being broken here. There's no free speech that's going away. They're exercising their free speech. You're exercising your free speech. Everybody's got free speech. No one's going to fucking jail, so everybody calm down.
But that's what I think it comes down to for so much of this stuff. It's just basically a lot of the kind of – outraged veterans online, it has nothing to do with anything besides my feelings and their strange relationship to the Constitution. I never really understood it, but I'm mad, and because I'm mad and because I served and you owe me because I served, this logically inconsistent thing has to happen. And to be honest with you, I don't know if you saw the news, but Seth Rich's parents said that somebody from a website in New Zealand was trying to solicit them to open an account, and it apparently was like a phishing email from Kim.com, who is trying to plant evidence in Seth Rich's old Gmail account in order to feed into Sean Hannity's fucking conspiracy theory. Like, they saw these emails and they're like, what, this looks weird. And they forwarded them to whomever it is that's helping them. And yeah, apparently Kim.com was going on about, like, I got a big revelation coming. Let me show you Seth Rich's emails. And he was basically trying to fish them. So, like, that's the level of fuck shit that Sean Hannity and his friends are doing.
Yeah, the fat loser in New Zealand who is famous for having cloud hosting. I mean, that's what Kim.com is famous for.
Yeah, like internet piracy, and I changed my name to .com. Like, it's just one of those things where, honestly, if USAA had caved into the face of pressure from idiots online, like, I wouldn't necessarily cancel my membership, But I might look at options elsewhere, because like if they were willing, like that's the thing. I'd like to hope that somewhere, somehow, and maybe this brings back together all the discussions we had previously about Donald Trump and his bullshit and this trip and everything, is that you want to believe that somewhere, somehow, there are grownups and they sit at their grown-up table and they say, this is fucking stupid. No, this is not going to happen. But I think the thing that's been so shocking lately is that like it seems as though that grown-up population is dwindling very quickly.
Well, it feels like the backlash against USAA feels a lot like when, I don't know if you guys remember when Star Wars Force Awakens came out, and of course the main character in that is a woman, and the other main character is a black guy, and there is a lot of the people from the Men Going Their Own Way and all the men's right advocates and everybody who was angry and stupid about it was saying that they're going to boycott Star Wars because of it. And they feel like they put some dent in like the biggest movie of that year because they decided to not go see it. And that's really what this feels like. Like I don't have access to USAA's numbers. I don't know how well they're doing when it comes to their banking numbers at the moment. But I have a feeling that there's a lot of people, one, who are going to be very outraged about this and then threaten a lot of shit online and then look into what it's actually going to take to move all of their banking information from USAA to, you know, Fifth Third or to, you know, wherever else, whatever other banking system that they want to go to, and say, I'll get to it next week, and then like literally never do it. But also, just, I mean, how many people are actually going to do that? And like, as if USAA is going to collapse. Like, oh God, we can't offer car insurance anymore because like,
oh no,
millions of people who love Sean Hannity. Like, it's angry, dumb people online. I'm sure that there's going to be other, you know, it's going to be the weird alt-right people that have a bunch of followers. It's going to be the racist veteran-owned T-shirt and apparel companies. And it's going to be like one Fox News host. And then everybody who follows those things is going to yell and scream about it, and then like nothing's going to come of it.
It always makes me laugh when you mentioned that. Yeah, the angry veteran T-shirts. It's like, do you like skulls? Do you hate black people? Buy our T-shirts.
Stomp on my flag, and I'll fucking stomp on your skull. Yeah, okay, man.
Yeah.
Congrats. Cool. Hey, yeah, you know what? Hey, you know what? That's that first fucking amendment that you stood in front of.
Oh, no, not that thing. People aren't allowed to say things I don't like.
Exactly.
Anyway, I this has been an interesting episode, and it's sort of like primal scream therapy in a sense, because it's Memorial Day, and just being wrapped around all of the sort of what Adrian described previously, like it's not as if you just forget about this shit during the rest of the year, but the pageantry and the sort of like forcible remembrance of it just makes me feel like it's better that people are just having a good ass time and enjoying themselves and maybe taking one day off to barbecue and relax with their families and not think about the fact that our president is an idiot who worships at the altar of an orb and has a Klansman as his AG and so on and so forth. And so like, I don't know, man, it's always a weird day. I don't know if it's the same for you guys, but this year seemed a little different.
This Memorial Day, yesterday, I watched Top Gun, and so anybody on Memorial Day who says, like any right wing or Republicans that say that they'll retweet any of our service members who have passed, I'm going to send them all pictures of Goose, and see if any of them will retweet it. And that's how I'm going.
Goose was a good man. He left behind a family. He had a sweet stash. I mean,
you know,
they don't make him like that anymore.
It has been years since I've watched that movie, and still, like watching Goose die, you get just a little like, man, why did I have to meet his son and his wife? All, you know, take me to bed or lose me forever. Just like, oh, Goose, such a good guy. And why couldn't it have been Maverick? Why couldn't it have been Maverick? God, I hate Tom Cruise.
Or Iceman. I mean, literally all Iceman does is exist to be the weird liminal sexual object of Maverick as he's transitioning away from being a fighter pilot and being in love with his plane to being in love with whomever the actress is who plays the physicist. I can't remember.
Oh God. I just, Kat McGill's,
Yeah,
something.
It's some 80s shit. I don't even remember. I was like a year and a half old when that movie came out. Anyway, with that in mind, I hope everybody, by the time you're hearing this, had a great past tense Memorial Day, and look forward to more ranting and raving. And here's Adrian.
So wait, so I guess my final point on Memorial Day would be one of the reasons I think it's a little bit strange this year, and not just because, well, I guess for me, it was strange because this is the 10-year anniversary of my first deployment to Afghanistan. And so the, you know, 2007 is when the war really became real for me. So I'm remembering it that way. And I guess everybody goes through that, like, you know, 10-year anniversary. You've been far enough away from it for long enough to really feel like the how pathetic it is that we lost these people over there, that we lost, you know, we did lose good people. In fact, the person that I would call it specifically would be, I guess I would call it two people. And this is going to turn into a Memorial Day episode. I can already see it, but fuck it. You know, fuck it. We did lose good people. One of them was Captain David Boris, who was killed especially senselessly during an attempted VIP briefing while a battalion operation was going on. I won't go into the details of it, but suffice it to say that he was a really good dude and one of the people that made, you know, being deployed on the border of Pakistan bearable, and always in a good mood, like a really good captain and company commander, and definitely one of the people that I thought about when I was a company commander, like trying to be like him. And he died in an IED blast. And Adam Davis, who was a soldier, just like one of those really decent, like, guys. I think he was like 19 years old, looked like he was 16 years old. And like the other soldiers were always like, Adam, what are you doing here? Like, why are you here? And, you know, he also, you know, was killed in an IED blast. And, for me, this Memorial Day is like finally being far enough away to feel okay, to feel vulnerable enough with that past that I lived through to accept it and say, like, you know, yeah, that was meaningful to me and important to me. But then also our political context right now and our geopolitical situation is such that anybody reading the news can't help but think that Memorial Day is about remembering, but we're about to like start doing this again. And that makes it all, it's not funny at all. Like, and I don't mean to imply that it is that, you know, that more people are certainly about to die, that people are still dying in all of these places that we tried to protect. But to me, it makes it so, like, I guess tragic, you know, it really is tragic that here we are, citizens in the most powerful country on earth, absolutely, utterly powerless to stop any fucking nonsense that's happening. And, you know, I know that the three of us, and there are other people out there too, who are thinking about this problem that we have as people, as humans, there's gotta be some way to stop this. I don't know what it is, but, you know, the Democrats certainly not pumping the brakes on this one. I don't know if they've ever pumped the brakes on a good war where there was money to be made, and the Republicans are looking for it. They're trying to make it happen. You know, they are working to make the next big war, and the next big war is going to be, you know, those two, you know, the two or five or 10 or however many people anybody, you know, remembers specifically, you know, into dozens or hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands. And it's such a fucking shame. You know, it's such a goddamn shame.
I will just say this. Every year around Memorial Day since I've left the military, I've wondered if I made a mistake leaving, because I think about the sort of clarity of purpose that I thought I had when I was deployed. I thought about wanting to be good at that job, you know, wanting to be as good as I possibly could be. You know, I walked away from being a Green Beret to be a civilian, to go to grad school. And I thought about that decision. I think about that decision. This is the first year that I haven't been like given thought to joining again. And I mean, like I gave thought to it last year. There were some things that would have been somewhat complicated, but I definitely was like reaching out to people that I knew about trying to go back in the Q course, but in the Guard. I'm not thinking about that at all, because Donald Trump will be my commander in chief, and fuck that. It's like you said, I'm powerless. We're all powerless, but I'd be even less power. I'd be less powerful, more powerless in the military now. And, I would like to hope that we can come to our senses, but, we haven't come to our senses about goddamn slavery. So fuck, man, the odds are not in our favor.
Well, and as the guy who still is in and still has another 3 years left on his contract, I'm going to go downstairs and hope that my wife has come home with the beer.
Well, happy Memorial Day, Francis, Adrian.
Happy Memorial Day.
Yeah, happy Memorial Day.
Once again, a pleasure.
Yeah, take care. Thanks, everybody.
Take care.
Bye.